Relax and breathe. Relax and drop your childish defenses against the eternal truth. Listen to yourself. Listen to the world. The world is trying to tell you something. You are refusing to hear what the world is telling you. You are pretending to not understand what the universe is telling you. Grow up. Time to grow up and hear what the universe is saying. This emptiness inside you cannot be filled in any other way. He died for you. He took your sins on himself. Jesus Christ is an avatar of the creator of galaxies and every living being. All he wants is to bathe you in his love. He has undergone incredible suffering in order to take your sins on himself. Confess and submit. You go through life looking for people to submit to. Looking for ideas to submit to. You allow the media and the state and the corporations and any random psycho to control your mind and your behavior. Your nervous system. Your thoughts. Your dreams. Your very biochemistry. Break free. You must break free. Relax and breathe. Relax and drop your childish defenses against the eternal truth. Submit to Jesus Christ, who is King, and through this act become a free and independent human being here in the mortal world. When Christ is your King, no one else is your King. Repent and be saved. Accept Jesus Christ and be free. When you have an immovable internal compass, the system can no longer fool you with its lies. Choose Jesus Christ and take control. Grow up. Time to grow up and hear what the universe is saying. Whatever happened until now had to happen. Ultimately, it brought you here. Now you are here. What happened needed to happen. You are here and this is your chance. Break free. You must break free. Most churches are dead or dying. Orthodox Christianity still stands tall. They have not lost the way. The original church. It's okay to only take what you need right now. You don't have to rush. You don't have to go all in immediately. Take only what you need right now. God understands. Jesus forgives. Wake up. You need to wake up. There is a whole huge world out there and you can do anything when you get rid of the lies that have enslaved you. Wake up. This is not a game. You must wake up. It does not matter what you have done to yourself, or what has been done to you. It does not matter how stupid your mistakes were or how badly you behaved. You can always be fixed. You can always be saved. You just have to make this choice. Make this choice. This is your free will. Cross yourself. Glory. Glory. Repent and be saved. Accept Jesus Christ and be free. Cross yourself. Bless yourself. Accept your weakness and become as strong as steel. Submit and stop being the slave of worldly liars and manipulators. Cross yourself. With your right hand. Touch the middle of your forehead. Touch your right shoulder. Touch your left shoulder. Touch yourself above the navel. You are blessed now. You are protected now. Jesus Christ, King of Kings, the avatar of the creator of galaxies, is your protector now. All you have to do is accept his love and let him take the burden of your sins upon himself. Fools and criminals can be found anywhere. They can be found in Christianity as well. This changes nothing. The world is imperfect. Men and women are imperfect. That's the point. The world is imperfect. Only God is perfect. Accept the shield of Jesus Christ. Accept the sword of Jesus Christ. Accept the love of Jesus Christ. It's okay to cry. Let yourself cry, let go. Let the tears flow. Admit everything. Admit the eternal truth. It's never too late. Admit the truth and let go and let the tears flow. Accept the blessing of the cross and be free. Grow up. Time to grow up and hear what the universe is saying. Relax and breathe. Relax and drop your childish defenses against the eternal truth. No one knows what happens after death. It's not going to be a Hollywood fantasy about heaven or hell. But you are an information pattern. What happens to this information pattern after physical death will depend on a lot of factors. The most important factor is God. The most important factor is Jesus Christ. Repent and be saved. Accept Jesus Christ and be free. Break free. You must break free. Admit the truth and let go and let the tears flow. Accept the blessing of the cross and be free. Whatever happened until now had to happen. Ultimately, it brought you here. Now you are here. What happened needed to happen. You are here and this is your chance. Relax and breathe. Relax and drop your childish defenses against the eternal truth. Listen to yourself. Listen to the world. The world is trying to tell you something. You are refusing to hear what the world is telling you. You are pretending to not understand what the universe is telling you. Grow up. Time to grow up and hear what the universe is saying. This emptiness inside you cannot be filled in any other way. He died for you. He took your sins on himself. Jesus Christ is an avatar of the creator of galaxies and every living being. All he wants is to bathe you in his love. He has undergone incredible suffering in order to take your sins on himself. Confess and submit. Embrace the glory. Allow yourself to hear the trumpets. Feel the presence of the mighty force. It does not matter what you have done to yourself, or what has been done to you. It does not matter how stupid your mistakes were or how badly you behaved. You can always be fixed. You can always be saved. You just have to make this choice. Make this choice. This is your free will. Cross yourself. Glory. Glory. Break free. You must break free. Relax and breathe. Drop your childish defenses against the eternal truth. Submit to Jesus Christ, who is King, and through this act become a free and independent human being here in the mortal world. When Christ is your King, no one else is your King. Repent and be saved. Accept Jesus Christ and be free. When you have an immovable internal compass, the system can no longer fool you with its lies. Choose Jesus Christ and take control. Break free. You must break free. The point of the church is to not change. To connect the past to the future, with the present moment being just a blink of an eye. The role of the church is to be a pipeline to eternity where you seek refuge once you have broken free of the lies of today. When a church starts changing with the fashions of the day, it is dead. It has disconnected itself from eternity. Ignore dying churches. Embrace the glory. Allow yourself to hear the trumpets. Feel the presence of the mighty force. Drop your childish defenses against the eternal truth. Cross yourself. Bless yourself. Accept your weakness and become as strong as steel. Submit and stop being the slave of worldly liars and manipulators. Cross yourself. With your right hand. Touch the middle of your forehead. Touch your right shoulder. Touch your left shoulder. Touch yourself above the navel. You are blessed now. You are protected now. Jesus Christ, King of Kings, the avatar of the Creator of galaxies, is your protector now. All you have to do is accept his love and let him take the burden of your sins upon himself. Wake up. You need to wake up. There is a whole huge world out there and you can do anything when you get rid of the lies that have enslaved you. Wake up. This is not a game. You must wake up. What happens to your soul after physical death will depend on a lot of factors. The most important factor is God. The most important factor is Jesus Christ. The most important factor is your free will and the choice you make. Repent and be saved. Accept Jesus Christ and be free. It's okay to cry. Let yourself cry, let go. Let the tears flow. Admit everything. Admit the eternal truth. It's never too late. Admit the truth and let go and let the tears flow. Accept the blessing of the cross and be free. Listen to what the universe has been saying all along. Break free. You must break free. Admit the truth and let go and let the tears flow. Accept the blessing of the cross and be free. Whatever happened until now had to happen. Ultimately, it brought you here. Now you are here. What happened needed to happen. You are here and this is your chance. Relax and breathe. Relax and drop your childish defenses against the eternal truth. Listen to yourself. Listen to the world. The world is trying to tell you something. You are refusing to hear what the world is telling you. You are pretending to not understand what the universe is telling you. Grow up. Time to grow up and hear what the universe has been saying all along. It does not matter what you have done to yourself, or what has been done to you. It does not matter how stupid your mistakes were or how badly you behaved. You can always be fixed. You can always be saved. You just have to make this choice. Make this choice. This is your free will. Cross yourself. Glory. Glory. Embrace the glory. Allow yourself to hear the trumpets. Feel the presence of the mighty force. Submit to Jesus Christ, who is King, and through this act become a free and independent human being here in the mortal world. When Christ is your King, no one else is your King. When you have an immovable internal compass, the system can no longer fool you with its lies. Choose Jesus Christ and take control. Grow up. Time to grow up and hear what the universe is saying. Break free. You must break free. Most churches are dead or dying. Orthodox Christianity still stands tall. They have not lost the way. The original church. It's okay to only take what you need right now. You don't have to rush. You don't have to go all in immediately. Take only what you need right now. God understands. Jesus forgives. The point of the church is not to change as times change. The point of the church is not to follow fashion. No. The point of the church is to not change. To connect the past to the future, with the present moment being just a blink of an eye. The role of the church is to be a pipeline to eternity where you seek refuge once you have broken free of the lies of today. Wake up. You need to wake up. There is a whole huge world out there and you can do anything when you get rid of the lies that have enslaved you. Wake up. This is not a game. You must wake up. Whatever happened until now had to happen. Ultimately it brought you here. Now you are here. What happened needed to happen. You are here and this is your chance. Repent and be saved. Accept Jesus Christ and be free. Fools and criminals can be found anywhere. They can be found in Christianity as well. This changes nothing. The world is imperfect. Men and women are imperfect. That's the point. The world is imperfect. Only God is perfect. Accept the shield of Jesus Christ. Accept the sword of Jesus Christ. Accept the love of Jesus Christ. Embrace the glory. Allow yourself to hear the trumpets. Feel the presence of the mighty force. Cross yourself. Bless yourself. Accept your weakness and become as strong as steel. Submit and stop being the slave of worldly liars and manipulators. Cross yourself. With your right hand, touch the middle of your forehead. Touch your right shoulder. Touch your left shoulder. Touch yourself above the navel. You are blessed now. You are protected now. Jesus Christ, King of Kings, the avatar of the Creator of galaxies, is your protector now. All you have to do is accept His love and let Him take the burden of your sins upon Himself. Repent and be saved. Accept Jesus Christ and be free. Relax and breathe. Relax and drop your childish defenses against the eternal truth. What happens to your soul after physical death will depend on a lot of factors. The most important factor is God. The most important factor is Jesus Christ. The most important factor is your free will and your choice. Repent and be saved. Accept Jesus Christ and be free. It's okay to cry. Let yourself cry, let go. Let the tears flow. Admit everything. Admit the eternal truth. It's never too late. Admit the truth and let go and let the tears flow. Accept the blessing of the cross and be free. Grow up. Time to grow up and hear what the universe is saying. Break free. You must break free. Admit the truth and let go and let the tears flow. Accept the blessing of the cross and be free. Relax and breathe. Relax and drop your childish defenses against the eternal truth. Listen to yourself. Listen to the world. The world is trying to tell you something. You are refusing to hear what the world is telling you. You are pretending to not understand what the universe is telling you. Grow up. Time to grow up and hear what the universe is saying. This emptiness inside you cannot be filled in any other way. He died for you. He took your sins on himself. Jesus Christ is an avatar of the creator of galaxies and every living being. All he wants is to bathe you in his love. He has undergone incredible suffering in order to take your sins on himself. Confess and submit. Wake up. You need to wake up. There is a whole huge world out there and you can do anything when you get rid of the lies that have enslaved you. Wake up. This is not a game. You must wake up. You go through life looking for people to worship. You are sold false identities and you cling to them like a bug clinging to a twig during a flood. False identities will not save you from the flood. Repent and be saved. Accept Jesus Christ and be free. Break free. You must break free. Whatever happened until now had to happen. Ultimately, it brought you here. Now you are here. What happened needed to happen. You are here and this is your chance. Relax and breathe. Relax and drop your childish defenses against the eternal truth. Submit to Jesus Christ, who is King, and through this act become a free and independent human being here in the mortal world. When Christ is your King, no one else is your King. When you have an immovable internal compass, the system can no longer fool you with its lies. Choose God and take control. Grow up. Time to grow up and hear what the universe is saying. Wake up. Break free. You must break free. It does not matter what you have done to yourself, or what has been done to you. It does not matter how stupid your mistakes were or how badly you behaved. You can always be fixed. You can always be saved. You just have to make this choice. Make this choice. This is your free will. Cross yourself. Glory. Glory. The world is imperfect. Men and women are imperfect. Only God is perfect. Accept the shield of Jesus Christ. Accept the sword of Jesus Christ. Accept the love of Jesus Christ. Embrace the glory. Allow yourself to hear the trumpets. Feel the presence of the mighty force. Cross yourself. Bless yourself. Accept your weakness and become as strong as steel. Submit and stop being the slave of worldly liars and manipulators. Cross yourself. With your right hand. Touch the middle of your forehead. Touch your right shoulder. Touch your left shoulder. Touch yourself above the navel. You are blessed now. You are protected now. Jesus Christ, King of Kings, the avatar of the Creator of galaxies, is your protector now. All you have to do is accept his love and let him take the burden of your sins upon himself. Repent and be saved. Accept Jesus Christ and be free. Wake up. Relax and breathe. Relax and drop your childish defenses against the eternal truth. What happens to your soul after physical death will depend on a lot of factors. The most important factor is God. The most important factor is Jesus Christ. The most important factor is your free will and the choices you make. Embrace the glory. Allow yourself to hear the trumpets. Feel the presence of the mighty force. Wake up. Repent and be saved. Accept Jesus Christ and be free. It's okay to cry. Let yourself cry, let go. Let the tears flow. Admit everything. Admit the eternal truth. It's never too late. Admit the truth and let go and let the tears flow. Accept the blessing of the cross and be free. Grow up. Time to grow up and hear what the universe is saying. Embrace the glory. Allow yourself to hear the trumpets. Feel the presence of the mighty force. Break free. You must break free. Admit the truth and let go and let the tears flow. Accept the blessing of the cross and be free. You are free. You are free. Breathe. Relax. This is it. You are free. Glory. Glory.